right here on Newland. It ain't weather boating, is it? No. I don't know what you call the top of the house. It's, you know, shingles.
Yeah, you call it shingles?
Yes, and that's what folks used to cover houses with, shingles.
And what kind of, what have you got running around the top of your house here to drain the water off when it rains real hard?
Let me see. I don't know what they call them, because we got them. My boy come from Atlanta and put them things out for the water to run off them. So I don't know what you call that, ironing or what.
Well, if you had a tree over where any of the limbs hung over the house, it might stop them up.
That's right.
You have to get out there and clean them out. We have to clean ours out all the time.
Sure enough.
Well, when you were living at home, I don't guess y'all had an indoor plumbing, did you?
No, they sure didn't.
And what did you call the house where you had to go when you had to go to the bathroom?
The toilet. Yeah, got to go to the toilet.
Okay. She was trying to sit down here and we was talking and couldn't understand what I was saying. You might say, would you please speak a little louder?
Yeah. Can't hear. I didn't understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
Well, and then you might say, you know, yesterday when you and I was sitting here talking, I didn't have this trouble because yesterday I could hear you good.
Yeah, that's right. Can hear good. That's right.
Somebody gets married, the preacher stands up there and he says, you take this husband to be your lawfully wedded wife, and so forth and so on. And the remark that you got to make, you got to say,
yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You might be talking about a friend of yours and you might say, you know, I don't chew tobacco, but he
do.
And then I used to smoke, but now I
don't smoke. That's right, I used to smoke.
And if you'd been out working in the field, you might say, somebody might ask you, you got any more work to do in the field? And then you might say, no, yesterday I done all I was going to do. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I might have something that needs to be done, but I ain't gonna do it today.
Thing like that.
Been invited to a wedding or something, you know, and somebody might call you up on the telephone and say, well, you're gonna be able to come to the wedding, and you might say, well, I sure do want to. I really hope I can get there, but
I don't have no prayers and I ain't got no money to buy now, will you? That's good, ain't it?
Yeah, that is.
I want to come, but I don't have no, I ain't got no prayers and I ain't got no money to buy now, will you? So I don't guess I'll get to come, because I don't want to come if I ain't got something to bring. Now let's stay there.
And then they might say, are you absolutely sure you're going to be able to come? And then you might say, no, I'm not
coming. I just can't get off. I got something that I want to do. Or I'm looking for somebody.
Let's see, when you lived up on the farm, it was always a building out in the back of the house.
That's right.
You